sound. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
It's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak on this snowy Monday morning. We're talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come on and People Speak and say a few words every other week. I'd certainly enjoy it. We sure are having a snowy day today. I'm joining you on the phone today. Something a little different, but I think it should work pretty good. I know the road district's out there working. The Randolph County Highway Department is out there working. Actually, I've had an email from them already this morning, and we're putting that snow and plow trucks to use that I hoped we wouldn't need them this year, but it looks like we're going to need them anyway.
I think we were just talking about the salt stockpiles just a few weeks ago.
That's exactly right. We had just brought them up to full stockpile. We do every winter, and typically we don't use it all. We have several hundred ton, but typically we don't need it all. But it looks like this winter it might be just a little bit different. I was listing some of the weather. I think that they were saying we haven't had anything like this in 20 years or so, and I would believe it because I don't remember the last time we had this much snow, but it's going to be a good one today.
No, and that cold doesn't help either. That's
No, it doesn't. I had zero this morning at my place, and I'm pretty sure it was, it's pretty similar throughout the area. But on the long-range forecasts, and it looks like it's supposed to get back up to freezing here by the end of the week, and we start celebrating it getting back up to freezing. That says a lot. I know we have, at the county, I have a couple of different meetings scheduled for discussions with the unions and some of the budget and payroll issues that we're going to be changing to, but I'm not sure if we're going to make those this week or not, given the circumstances. We might try to make them on Zoom, or they might just get delayed. It's just going to be a difficult day today.
Right. All right, I'll tell you what, we got a break. Let's go ahead and throw that in here. And
sure.
We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here in a moment on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back. Again, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder on this Monday morning. And one thing I noticed I heard on the news a while ago, Tim reporting that the COVID numbers are down pretty good in Randolph County.
Yes, they are, Jeff. They have been dropping quite a bit in Randolph County from when they were hitting their highs back in November and December and some of January. They have been dropping off quite a bit. We heard quite a bit of discussion on that at our last board meeting. Our last board meeting was February 5th. That was Friday a week ago. And our next board meeting will be February 19th, 9 a.m. in the morning. That's this Friday if anyone would like to come. But the director of our health department discussed it quite a bit and discussed the vaccinations that are underway. They're being handled through the health department and all three hospitals in the area. I believe they're still working in group 1B, or they were as of a week ago, which is basically those are older people and pre-existing conditions. But as the vaccines become more available, they'll be dropping down from that into the younger as well. I know they have covered most of the frontline workers, emergency care workers, most of the teachers in the area and other groups. And they're updating on that basically daily. I haven't heard the reports from this week yet, But they'll be coming out shortly, and we'll have some new numbers on what's going on with that. But it is moving forward and doing well, and we're glad to hear that. We certainly want to get people vaccinated, and just with the number of people who have had it so far, I think you're reaching that point where it's starting to taper off, and that is good. And something else that was mentioned but it's not talked about normally, COVID seems to be dominating everything right now, but this is also the regular flu season. And the regular non-COVID-related flus have actually, you know, the issues or the infections with those have actually been down quite a bit from normal. I know they were down a year ago as well. So that is all good news and on the good front as we move forward. And hopefully by, you know, spring and, you know, towards summer, we can start getting back to a non-COVID normal. That would certainly be nice for me. I'd certainly appreciate seeing that.
Definitely. I mean, it's been an adjustment. It's, you know, I mean, a lot, you know, most people have kind of adjusted to it now, but it would be nice to get back to, you know, what we consider normal.
Yes, and I'm certainly looking forward to it. Last summer, there wasn't really much of any opportunity to go out to many of the summer picnics and those types of things, and I always enjoy those and love to go to them. So hopefully we'll be back to that this summer as well. Also, at the last board meeting, we always talk a little bit. I always talk a little bit about the roads, and I mentioned that the bridge we did on County Road 5 last summer, that's the road that runs between Wine Hill and Rockwood. There's a second bridge on that we let the engineering contracts for, I think, about two meetings back. There's another project we're going to try to let the contracts for in about the next 4 weeks or so, which would be the project on the Chester Road, which is just runs just south of Sparta there, the Sparta city limits down to about a mile and a half. I'm trying to think of the name of the road down to Shoeline Road, and there's a stretch through there that's going to need to be repaved, ditches worked on, and some curves worked on as well. So there has been some funding let through our motor fuel tax, so we're going to be doing the engineering work on that this summer. I'm not sure that the actual project probably will not begin in 21, but probably will begin in 22. These things always take quite a bit of time to do the engineering work. So in late 21, 22, we have the second bridge on County Highway 5, and we're looking at this project here on the Chester Road between the Sparta city limits south down to the Shoeline Road. That's the two projects there, but of course right now the highway department's working on the snow and ice, but that's our summer and fall projects that we're taking a look at. Also, at the last board meeting on Friday, the February the 5th, we passed our support for the Randolph-Monroe County Transit District. We always support them every year by joining with Monroe County in backing their line of credit that they have to operate, and we do that through resolutions in Randolph County, and likewise there's a resolution in Monroe County that helps support their funding needs. Also, we appointed a new individual to the Kaskaskia Levee and Drainage District Friday, the February the 5th as well. And I believe most of that is out in the paper at this point in time. Coming up at the meeting here on Friday the 19th, if anyone would like to, you know, join us. And by the way, those are available on Zoom calls. The phone number and meeting IDs are set each week with the agenda, but we'll be looking at setting salaries for the newly to be elected this spring on the off-year elections. The county highway, road district commissioners for all three road districts, and the county road district treasurers for all three road districts. They are elected at large, and the county board is responsible for setting those. So those are some of the things that we'll be taking a look at, as well as catching up on the new updates for our COVID reports from the health department as well.
Okay, what about the economic? I know obviously not a lot of business construction or anything going on right now, but
well, there is not. a lot of construction going on right now, but yes, we are still involved in economic development. We work with Chris Martin. He's the Randolph County Economic Development Coordinator, along with his counterpart from Monroe County. And I've worked quite a bit with the Randolph County economic development process. We're working on several different projects that are available. They're a long ways out, but they're still available. One of them is the eclipse, which will be coming up. The eclipse, which will be coming up in 2024, and then we have some development in some facilities down at Evansville that we've been working on for quite a bit of time, and the Prairie to Rocher, the national monument slash park status for the area down there in Prairie to Rocher. We had submitted those with some fabulous work done by Chris Martin, our economic development coordinator, and he had put together some reports, and we submitted those to the U.S. Park Service back about 2-3 months ago. They have developed some interest. I know Senator Duckworth from Chicago, her office has taken some interest in them, and they're reviewing them and looking at them. You never know exactly how they're going to go, but we're hopeful that we are going to be able to pick up some steam on this for national monument status for that area in Prairie to Rocher. That would be a real, you know, big economic lift for the area through tourism, as well as supporting the levy aspect of it and the properties and just every part of it. It would just be a lift for all of it through tourism.
Right. Tourism, that's actually one of the things, you know, that has been hit pretty hard. I mean, that's one of Randolph County's premier points.
Yes, it is. I know last year, 2020, did hit it very hard. We were not able to have the Grand American as we would hope to have had it in for the 14 years or so prior to that. Hopefully we'll be able to get back into it this time around. I know the ATA has been working with the state of Illinois trying to get their vendors re-upped and their leases available and the facilities out there. I know they've had some rocky roads with that, but trying to get that aspect up and going. So this year, if COVID numbers are down and we're starting to get back to a more normal as summer comes along, we'll have the Grand American, which is a big lift here for the Sparta area and for all of Randolph County. We'd certainly like to have that this year, and we're working every way we can to be supportive with them and through what is just, you know, sometimes it's just a very difficult situation with the state. Sometimes it just seems like they just don't look a lot. They just don't pay a lot of attention to what you'd like to do or what you'd like to have. But we work with them as best we can. Also, during the process of the COVID, there was monies assigned to the Cure Act last fall, which Randolph County was able to take a bit of benefit to. It was to help pay some of the extended costs related to COVID, which we've had a lot of this year. Over the last year, let me set that away, we've had a lot of these extended costs, and it looks like our last submission was approved, bringing our total reimbursements for that up to, if I remember correctly, approximately $393,000, with the last submission being approved. So hopefully within a few days or a week or so, we will actually be able to be receiving that funds, and that'll certainly help us along quite a bit as well. To help pay for a lot of those expenses that we have when this type of situation happens.
Right. We got another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in here.
Sure.
We'll come back and talk tomorrow with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Again, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And that forecast doesn't sound like there's going to be much of a break over the next 5 to 7 days.
No, it does not. It sounds like we're going to be seeing a lot more snow and a lot colder weather. I think we're on a a record here, if I remember correctly. I'd heard on the news somewhere along the line that this is probably going to, this record here of cold is probably going to be about the fifth longest in history or something like that. And I heard on the news while we were on break there that Texas has never had anything quite like this. And when it's bad weather down there, you know it's bad weather up here.
Right. Well, I looked. I looked on the map last night and saw Galveston had some ice and snow, and it's like, I think that's probably very unusual for them.
That is very unusual for that area down there. Normally, you think of that area as being not subtropical, but palm trees and that sort of thing. And
exactly.
Those don't grow when you have ice.
Nope.
Anyway, we were talking a little bit about economic development and other things. I just thought I'd finish up with that for the last segment. I was going to mention the Enterprise Zone earlier, and it slipped my mind, but Randolph County and Monroe County went together to create an Enterprise Zone. If you remember me back in 2018 and 19, I spoke about this quite a bit as we were working on it. It actually came into existence. We won our application, and it came into existence on January 1st of 2020, basically 14 months ago. Of course, 2020 wasn't a very good year for the Enterprise Zone, but we were very confident that it's going to be beneficial over the long haul. The next 20 years, it's going to be in existence. But even so, even though there wasn't a tremendous amount happening in 2020, there were two projects that went into being, one in Monroe County up there by Columbia, Illinois, that is a building being constructed up there. And actually, I just had a brief look at it over the weekend, but it's coming along nicely. That's roughly an $8 million project for Columbia, Illinois. And then we had one in Evansville, Illinois, which was in the Enterprise Zone, Next Level Metals, which is a company that I believe originally from Texas that moved to, it was operating there in Baldwin for a while, then it moved down to Evansville to expand into the old facility down there, and they're rehabbing, and I imagine that work is probably pretty much complete at this point in time, but they had to rehab the building and facilities quite a bit, and they had the advantage of the Enterprise Zone in doing that. And it, we have had a couple of other applications and interest back last year during the spring. Of course, with the COVID, a lot of that died up, dried up or basically got put on hold for a period of time. But a number of these projects will begin to return and come back. And it just have to get back to a more, more normal situation. There has been other development, and the Enterprise Zone is going to be very beneficial with that. And the advantage of that, I guess I ought to mention, the main advantage to the Enterprise Zone is on new construction and rehab and qualified projects, no sales tax on the materials used in those projects, as well as abatement of some utility taxes with the state of Illinois and some other similar related taxes with the state of Illinois. And when you couple that with real estate tax abatements, which we can offer here in Randolph County at different locations, it really becomes a big incentive to entice business to locate here and operate here, and that's what brings in our jobs. Every area of the country is competing for the same industry and business, and we also have to compete for that if we're going to be successful. And I believe this is going to be a real good tool in our toolbox to accomplish that. So it's still out there and it's still going. It's good to hear about it and keep it moving forward. And hopefully, and I'd mentioned earlier, but hopefully we can get the ATA back on track as well this summer.
Right, right. Well, that sounds like we're out of time, so we've used up all our time today. But thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. I always enjoy the opportunity to stop by and say a few words, or in this particular case today, call in and say a few words.
And, staying in is nice. It's warmer in there.
much warmer. Thank you.
All right. Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak this morning. That'll wrap things up. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.